We're very pleased to have to welcome all the Vaishnavas here at 22nd Avenue. Excuse me, I wasn't prepared to have the microphone here, but the main message that I'd like to communicate is that everyone is welcome here, and of course everyone knows the significance of 22nd Avenue, that this is the beginning of Prabhupada's official preaching in the West. So in either directly or indirectly, most of us here have some sentiment or have some kind of indebtedness to this place, 22nd Avenue, and we thank everyone for coming here and for giving your association to all of us who regularly come here, and especially, yes, please, Maharaj. Especially we, sorry.
He wants to hear something. How they started here?
How he came?
How
Srila Prabhupada started this?
Yes.
I think that you are from beginning.
Is it Dayananda Prabhu?
No, I'm not from this place. From the West Coast. From
was first temple Los president Angeles. In Los Angeles. First temple president.
Hare Krishna. Dayananda. So Prabhupada was originally came, of course, in 1965, and he was staying with some people and giving lectures in various places, and then he came to New York. He continued to give lectures in various places with no fixed place. So he had to tolerate a very uncomfortable situation in one apartment, living with only some young people, and one of these people was crazy. So it was a very uncomfortable, difficult situation. Then he had some followers, some young men, and they were not very serious, but he requested them, please help me. Help me to find a place. So two of them especially took this seriously, that we can't subject. Carl Jurgens and Michael Grant. That's Mukunda Goswami now. He is Mukunda Goswami. Carl Jurgens is not associated anymore with devotees, but he was initiated. What is his name? He took initiation, but...
Kalapati.
So these two helped Prabhupada, and Mukunda found this place, and there was also a residence, an apartment in the across this courtyard here. So together the two places then became the official place for Prabhupada to preach. Then in the beginning...
This was for residence or his cooking and...
Cooking was in the residence.
Just across
here.
Here he is. Prachar. Harikata. Yes, Harikata and Prachar. Yes, exactly. And students were not very serious. Prabhupada then was cooking in his apartment and also cleaning up after these young students were coming and taking prasad. In the middle of the day, some of them were just loitering. They had nothing to do, no occupation, and so they were coming regularly just to take prasad from Swamiji. Then he was giving in the evening and the morning classes here in this place, so more people were coming to the classes, and then a few who later became more serious, they were taking prasad with Swamiji in midday. So gradually, Prabhupada taught them how to clean the pots, how to cook prasad, how to do everything, lead sankirtan, how to manage the finances, how to administrate the mandir. So in this way, Prabhupada actually began with very little. Nothing, only some raw material. So then he began also Back to Godhead magazine, as Maharaj said, and it was printed in a very crude manner, just here in this center. So they used to print this and then go on the street and distribute the magazine. Then at some point they also began to go to the nearby park, about 8-10 blocks away, and have some kirtan on Sundays or on special days in the park. Oh yes? Tompkins Square Park. Then,
charter,
yes, the incorporation, yes. The so then in July, after a few months, the Prabhupada wanted to incorporate the society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
30 years now in this month.
And some devotees, they were embarrassed because they said, Swamiji has called it international, but actually we have only one center. So they were embarrassed. Then after some months, again then in December, Prabhupada went to West Coast, to San Francisco. He began there. Then constantly Prabhupada was preaching open temples. If anybody came who was serious, he said, I want 108 temples. So then if somebody was serious or senior, he said, you please go to this place. Somebody would write a letter to Prabhupada, this Vancouver, Canada, Los Angeles, San Diego, they're suggesting that this is a good place, then Prabhupada would see somebody and say, you go. So in this way, centers began in various places.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Maharaj, you please speak.
She was here.
Yes.
Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurunyalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Panchakalpaturupyascha Kripasam Vivevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.
So I joined in October of 1966, and I met Srila Prabhupada at that famous tree in Tompkins Square Park. And then some stranger invited me to the temple here. And right at that corner of the temple, somebody handed me a chapati. And as I was eating it and thinking how intoxicating this tasted, I overheard two brahmacharis speaking. One was saying to the other that Swamiji has just said that when God brothers fight or argue, it should be taken as clouds passing by. In other words, when clouds pass by, nobody notices it. So very insignificant. And then someone invited me up to Prabhupada's quarters, just a few feet across the courtyard. And in Prabhupada's room, anybody could go in at that time. Prabhupada sat back. There were just a bunch of hippies in his room. We were all hippies. And Prabhupada said, this process is nothing that you or I have made up. It is very old and simple and sublime. Then he sat back and he said, we are temporary. This body is temporary. Everything around us is temporary, but we are eternal. And then he invited me to come to the morning and evening programs. He had morning program at 7 o'clock. Some sorrow prayers, and then always the morning tune of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna. And then he'd speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then 1 month later, in November 19th, he began speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, chapter 20, 22. And he would speak about the different incarnations. He would speak how Krishna is on his road show, traveling throughout the universes. And then he would speak about the love of Radha and Krishna. He would quote Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikriti Vadini Shakti Asmat, how the love of Radha and Krishna is the highest manifestation of the Absolute Truth. And I remember after one class, I asked him, because I thought that I'm a girl, Radharani is a girl, and Krishna is a boy, I asked him up in his quarters if it's all right to be jealous of Radharani. And he said, no, you can only get to Krishna through Radharani. And then he was sitting in his courtyard here, just outside the temple, and he was sitting on a beach chair, that is those plastic chairs with the sewn, and all the devotees were coming up to him, and he was patting everybody on the back, petting the girls on the head. And he said that, then he said that Krishna is very strict and Radharani is very nice. He said, even if I'm a nonsense, if I approach Radharani, then she will go to Krishna and say, I could never love you as much as this devotee, so please accept that devotee. And because the devotee is recommended by Radharani, then Krishna must accept. So upstairs in his quarters, he performed the all the initiation ceremonies. And I remember at my initiation, he was telling us about the chanting. And he said that the goal of chanting is that there should be tears falling from the eyes, shivering, hair standing on end. And this happens very easily unless there are offenses. And then he proceeded to list and explain the 10 offenses to the chanting. And this upstairs is also where Prabhupada performed his own personal puja on his small oval altar. And he would, every morning, he would offer duparti and recite Oma Gyanam Timarandasya in offering obeisances to his spiritual master. And in that same room, that room is called the altar room. That's where actually Srila Narayan Maharaj sent Prabhupada's first Radha Krishna deities. And they were worshipped up in those quarters. Srila Narayan Maharaj also sent the first two mridangas, kartals, and all of Prabhupada's books from Calcutta. Any of you who know about preserving books, you have to use this very toxic chemicals. So Srila Narayan Maharaj became ill in getting all of Prabhupada's books from Calcutta and mailing them here to New York so Srila Prabhupada could use them as references for his translations of the Gita and Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So in those quarters, we worship the first deities, and then in April, from January to April of 67, Prabhupada went to San Francisco, and when he came back, he brought with him the second Lord Jagannath deities of the movement. And Jagannath and Balaram came with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada personally put them up on their first altar, which was two brown chairs. And Prabhupada put his arms around Jagannath and Baladev and got them into their places like that, moved them with his arms. And then Subhadra came from San Francisco a couple of days later, and Prabhupada said, she's late just like a woman, but she's the most beautiful of the three. And then in April, Prabhupada continued his Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, and also he began his series of teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. He also instructed me to do these paintings that you see around the walls, this one of Radha and Krishna. He told me to copy from his very first canto Srimad Bhagavatam cover, which incidentally, when Prabhupada was printing those Bhagavatams in Delhi, Srila Narayan Maharaj was associating with Prabhupada when Prabhupada was at that Radha Damodar temple. They would cook together, talk together, so many things. Maharaj explains that Prabhupada was wearing worn and torn cloth, and he gave Prabhupada his chatter to lie down on. They would make chapatis together and discuss Prabhupada's plans for coming to America. And then Prabhupada had me do this painting here in 1967 of Yashoda and Krishna. And he explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give what no other avatar or acharya ever gave before. That is, previously the highest concept of God was as God is the Father, the order supplier. But here in this picture it shows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something much higher, that one can become even the mother of God, the friend of God, the lover of God. And he's showing, he explained that because he was cutting the jungles of Mayavad philosophy. He said, we don't want to become one with God. And he pointed to that painting, and he said, we want to become greater than God, so that God depends on us, just like Mother Yasoda. There were two Brijbasi prints right over here, one of Krishna feeding Glubjuman to a calf, and the other very beautiful of Krishna sitting on the rock. And Prabhupada sat on his Vyasasana right there, and he said, we are not interested. The Vyasasana is not there, but there's a photo. I don't know if that photo can be taken off the wall above you, or if it's attached, but Prabhupada's Vyasasana was right there, and this is a photo of Srila Prabhupada sitting on that Vyasasana with a oval picture of Radha and Krishna above him. That was taken in 1967 right here. So Prabhupada said, he was looking at those Brijbasi prints, and he said, we are not interested in going to Vaikuntha. We want to be with Krishna sitting on the rock in Vrindavan. So I don't want to take any more time, because now I'll introduce Srila Narayan Maharaj, who himself has come from Vrindavan, just like Srila Prabhupada, to New York, to glorify Prabhupada and continue his mission. He says continually that he came to the West for three reasons. The first reason is to go to all the holy places, particularly this holy place, where Prabhupada established temples, and take the dust from Prabhupada's feet, place that dust on his own head, bathe himself or abhishek himself with that dust, so that he would get energy to continue Prabhupada's mission. So, Srila Narayan Maharaj.
From the back now?
No.
There's a lot, only here.
Yeah,
so
only here.
No chance to go down.
No.
Chose some special place of residence near that, what is that temple? Gopalji temple or first? Near Keshigat. And he tried for a long time to secure his rooms in Radha Damodar. At Delhi, he lived in a place called Chippiwada. At Chippiwada, there's the deities of Radha Krishna. They're there. And his struggles began there. He used to sometimes sleep in a doorway. I met many people in Delhi who assisted Srila Prabhupada in his Delhi struggles to print those Bhagavatams. He printed his Bhagavatams at a press. Do you know the name of that press? Radha Press. I found that press with great difficulty. The OK press, that was OK. That was for back to Godhead. But to press the book of Bhagavatam, he chose Radha Press. He lived in, before that, Radha Smadik. Smadik it's called? In Jhansi, Radha Smadik. Not to state, and not simply coincidentally either. But Srila Prabhupada did not speak much about his personal struggles and so many things. But he chose these things very expertly. And when I went to this Radha Press, which is over across the Yamuna River in Delhi, I saw that press. That day, there was one big Mayavadi at that press. Dungre Maharaj was there. So we had some words, and then I went in the press, and the press that printed the Bhagavatam is in the middle of a floor. It's quite neat and clean, surprising for a press in India. Very neat and clean. And all along the wall there are slokas at this press, and all Sanskrit and Hindi. So I'm not reading Sanskrit and Hindi. I'm a stupid fellow. So I'm looking at all these things. What is this? Oh, this is a sloka, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Then I look. One sloka was in English. That sloka was Trinadapi Sunichena. It is spelled in English. So I asked this Sharmaji, whose press it was, who worked for Dalmia, who was secretary for Mr. Dalmia. I asked him, oh, why this sloka is in English? Then he told, oh, your Guru Maharaj, he told, one sloka you must put here in English. And he told this Trinadapi Sunichena from Shikshastra by Mahaprabhu. So I thought, oh, that is very nice. Then later I heard from some of the godbrothers of our Srila Prabhupada in Gaudiya Math that they used to joke with him because he was a chemist. They would say, hey Babu, can you put some formula for Krishna consciousness into a bottle? Because he's making formulas. He thought, yes, I have the formula. The difficulty is putting in the bottle. Then they said, you have the formula. What is that formula? Then he told Trinadapi Sunichinga. Without humility, Krishna consciousness is only mental speculation or pandit knowledge and all these things. The crown jewel of the Vaishnavas is humility. And at that time also I discovered I was visiting the gentleman who owned the OK Press, and he's now a lawyer, but I visited his Delhi home in Old Delhi, and he gave me some very old books that Srila Prabhupada had published. Bhagavatam with black covers. Originally he printed red cover and black cover and then made a choice. But then he gave me this one, volume one, black cover. So he was there, his wife was there, his daughter was there, who was now about that time about 29 years old or so. And at that time, that lady was just a baby, a few months old. And Srila Prabhupada used to come there and do so many things. Actually, he used to cook their lunch for them. Then they would take prasad together. I saw one plaque on the wall. It said, I am servant of God. God will protect me. Why I should fear for anything? Or why I should worry? Worry or fear, I forget what it was. So I thought, that sounds familiar. So I asked, who has written this? They said, oh, daily, we were telling your Guru Maharaj, you don't have proper cloth, you don't have proper place to stay, you need to put money aside and get these things for yourself. Why do you go through all these difficulties? And he would say, I am servant of God. God will protect me. Therefore, why should I fear for anything? So he sacrificed everything, and on the way, he charmed everyone. Everyone that he met in this world, and came here and continued to charm the devotees, and his charm certainly continues in the world even to this day. So I myself feel very fortunate to know Srila Narayan Maharaj on various levels. It was 1976 July we first met. Patik Udaran, Patik Pavana. He found Maharaj's temple. He came to us in Vrindavan. He told, I have found the temple where Prabhupada took sannyas. And I have seen the photo. So I said, oh, take me there. I want to see this place. So we went there, and that was before remodeling. There was one like lotus in the center of the floor. So some brahmacharis there, they told, yes, your Swami Maharaj is taking sannyas here. So we went and put our head there. And then briefly we met Narayan Maharaj, and they kindly gave us this photo of Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas. That photo is everywhere. It is famous. It is dear to all. These things which are dear to us, which are connected to Srila Prabhupada, we must consider that by whose hand we get these things, those persons must also be dear to us. It is not simply Prabhupada came. He came. But he had backing. He had friends. He had people that he remembered. And Maharaj, as has been said many times through his American tour, he sent the first mridanga. As soon as I heard he's coming to America, I thought, now he's come to play the mridanga. I didn't see him play with the fingers. But we are dancing, he's playing the mridanga, go fast, he's telling go fast, go slow. Yes. So he's playing the mridanga, the brihat mridanga, the preaching mridanga, the sankirtan mridanga, deities mridanga, and peda. But I wonder, who got the peda? Maharaj? No, he sent it, but who ate it? Only Prabhupada? You probably wouldn't remember, it was just a dark, round, mushy laddu. Laddu, not laddu, laddu. So Maharaj, now we'll hear something from you, please. Go, Premanande.
Jnana Pimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya
Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krita Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo. I am remembering all the things when I met him, how I heard him, how my first meeting, how sannyas, how serving him, and last meeting, and I served him in Vrindavan. As if some riddles are going on. He was a very bosom friend of my Gurudev. He was a bona fide Guru Nishtha. You know Guru Nishtha? Always, internally and outwardly, serving his holy master. He has not anything to do for himself, only to carry the order of his holy master and to serve Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I compare my Gurudev and him, I realize that both were in the same platform. And they're really there. Tan, Man and Vachan means
body, mind
and speech. And soul also was. They had offered in the lotus feet of their holy master. We offer ourselves in the lotus feet of our holy master, but we cannot do only by words or something, but only by atma, by mind, we cannot do. But I have seen and I have realized for my Gurudev how he has served his Gurudev with his soul, mind, life and everything. It will be a very big history. So, like same, Swamiji has not come for any making money, for reputation, for any worldly things, that from India so many persons come to West for money, wealth, reputation, to be easy in their life, but he has not come for this too. Only by the order of his Gurudev, Master, and to fulfill the orders of his bona fide spiritual Radha and Krishna conjugal. His Gurudev was most dearest beloved of Srimati Radhika. He had not told that I am the servant of Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Tinam Shri Varsh Bhanavi Devi Daitaya. So I think that Srimati Radhika has told to him that order this, your maid servant, to go to world and to aspire all human beings, not human beings, but all the creatures and all living entity, they should come to me. There is no bhakti in Western countries. No bhakti. They don't know anything. They don't chant Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Always so much immersed in worldly gratification, sense gratifications. So you should go and help. So he came. His message was mission. The same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. I think that so many of disciples of Swamiji, they don't know all these things, that he has come for only for the same mission for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all were so near and dear. They were, in their past lives, they were a praja, someone, Kaman Manjari, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada Srila Nayan Manjari, Srila Rupa Goswami Rupa Manjari, Sarup Damodar was Lalita, Vishakha was Raya Ramananda. So we see all these things. But their mission was to go to all the persons everywhere in the world and to make them pure devotees. You heard that slok? To be a pure devotee will have to be, to take that the same bottle in which everything in formula is there. Pina dapi suni chena. Tarurapi sahisunna manina manadevina kirtaniya sada. If you want to be a Vaishnava. We want to be a Vaishnava. But this is log, but this wall. If you are not falling, this is log. We cannot be pure devotee. But I'm thinking now and realizing it, that this slok had been oversighted now. Some devotees are doing against this. And he is saying this and he is so sad for this thing. So, we have not come here to take worldly knowledge. Now you are going to college and everywhere to what knowledge you will have from there? We don't know any knowledge. We not want only bhakti yoga. By this, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Naste, Vanaste, Vagadaya. He has come to preach this thing. Anyone. No need of learning anything more. What knowledge? Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, every Tattva will come automatically by following Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna will manage. Name is more powerful than Krishna. I know him from very beginning. I think that most of you have not birth at that time. I met him in the end of 46 or beginning of 47. I think very few at that time you will have birth there. And from there, I'm serving him. I'm known. At that time, anyone not to serve him, but I was to serve him. He used to meet me as like a friend, not a disciple, always. But I treated him like my shikshya guru. And that is why when he was penniless, he was a straight beggar, he came to me at Mathura. When his sons and wife kicked him, no place in home, he came to me and told the story. When I joined, when I met with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he was telling to me, sitting together in Mathura, about in 1957 or like, he was telling me. When I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, I read a slog, Jasya Jada Anugranami Harishetat Dhanam Shalai. Those who take shelter of Krishna, Krishna make him, always makes him street beggar. Now he has made me so. I was saying that when I will chant more, do devotional services, then I may be a street beggar. Now I see that I am a street beggar. I advise that Krishna does not want, or your Prabhupada does not want, that you should be successful in your worldly things. So he has done like so. You are so much powerful. You are so much learned. Your holy master has told you to preach in Western countries in English language. Your language is English language is so rich. You can do it. Only in Bengali language we need to talk each other. He told me, I don't know what will be, but I know that Krishna mercy has come, that is why I have become beggar. And in the meantime, our Gurudev came to Mathura from Navadvip Dham. And I also requested him that just to tell him to take renounce order. My Gurudev also requested him, and he became. He agreed. And next day, at the time of Vishwarup call, when Vishwarup was in Purnima, in what Purnima you go to?
Vishwarup.
In
the month of?
Sabi?
Yes,
before Karti.
Yes.
Second month in of Chaturmasa.
Then
he took sannyas. I managed everything from danda, door, coffin, cloth, everything I managed. I also managed for it. Fire sacrifice, yajna, and I did it. I recited his mantras. Then Guru Maharaj came and gave door, coffin, mantra and everything. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was at that time also doing kirtan. Someone asked me or told me, among the disciples of Swamiji having danda, perhaps they were GVC members, that sannyas giving is only a secondary thing. I told them, you don't know anything. You have not?
No.
Sannyas is given for only Gopi Bhav. The mantra is Gopi Bhav. This mantra is itself for Gopi Bhav. So, sannyas is not an ordinary thing. If Gurudev sees that he may have this, then he gives this mantra and this sannyas, that now I have no nothing to do with worldly things. I want this. So it is not a second duty. It opens the door to go to Braja in the mood of gopi. And I saw them. Then they went. So only this is not secondary thing. Gurudev gave it. Sometimes maybe that Diksha Guru cannot give, but after that Shiksha Guru can give it. So it was happened. Then our relation became more thick and more thick, like friends. I went with him in Jhansi and wherever he used to go to for preaching. He wanted to be always with me. I used to help him in cooking, everything. He used to also translate Gita. In being Keshavji Gaudiya Math, he translated Gita so much. I was helping him in all respects. After we went to Vrindavan, in Rup Goswami Samadhi and Bhajanasthali. And after that, he planned to come to Western countries. He told me that I want to open some rooms for students, boarding, lodging, and I will help them. And if it will be essential, then I will supply also eggs, meats and everything what they want. But there will be one
condition
that is, they will have to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
At least one round. And I know that they will give up all these things in very short time. And they will be bona fide Vaishnava. So he was so generous. I sent everything to Swamiji. Helped him to send all his books. Only he took with him one Gita and three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, a kartal and some utensils. Nothing with him. I remember now that the address where I used to send, this is second, 22nd Avenue, this. So many things happened, and when he used to do anything new, he used to write me about 300 or more than that
letters,
correspondence with him. When this institution, what institution?
Iskand
was established, he at once wrote me that we have done this. He told also that so many hippies are coming now and they will be happy this also. When he came to this place, he wrote me. When he went to San Francisco, so from here, there, he used to write. So, our friendship went on this. And when he returned first time in India with Kirtanananda and Achyutananda, perhaps was there too. I was only one man to receive him in airport of Delhi. None was there. And I was with him about 15 days there in Delhi, and he went to Radha Damodar temple. And after that, I went to Mumbai. And time to time, I used to go there. I know that all the Goswamis of Vrindavan and his godbrothers, they don't use for brothers even a touched water by Kirtanananda and Parshutananda, because they are Western and they have taken question all these things. But I used to see it with Maharaj Swamiji and to see it with Kirtanananda children, because they were disciples of Swami. And I used to take prasadam, mahaprasadam, everything. Still, Swamiji was alive. No one took anything from him, not even a water. But now they are becoming friends of GBC. And I'm thrown out. Perhaps they don't know. They're so much children. They don't remember the days when he called all and told, Narayan Maharaj has come, now I am so glad. Everything. To help them, I brought all these boys, like a naughty boy, not knowing everything. He also liked monkeys. Also he told, I brought them. You should help them. I told that I will carry your order to my ability. And then he became. He also called up them, and I told that you should not think that he is going to die. But this is a play, a role. He is going to serve eternally to his master's divine couple and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. And in one body he will be here forever to nourish you. He can have so many shapes as Krishna has shapes. Like Narada, you know, he has lakhs and lakhs shapes. Also Yashodama, Nanda Baba, all are lakhs and lakhs manifestations. In this way he will be here. And always among you, giving inspirations and making arrangement. But if you think that he is mortal mind, then everything will be spoiled. You should not think. Don't quarrel among you for money, wealth, reputation and everything. You should try to fulfill his mission, what he meant to do. Try to honor all devotees, whether they are in Kanishtha Adhikari or Madhyam or Uttam. If there are no devotees, also not initiation, heaven, if they are chanting Hare Krishna, you should honor all. As a family, we are all in the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I remember all these things. I think that he has brought me here. And if he is seeing all these things, Narayan Maharaj is here in my 22nd avenue here. He has been in California. He has been to Manor in England. He was in Los Angeles. And everywhere he is showing me that, oh, here I have done this here. Through you now. So I am so much fortunate to come to this place and to take the feet dust of Swamiji here. It is so much Mahamahatirth. Like Haridas Thakur, when he left his body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself carried his body and he gave samadhi with his own hand and told that now this is Maha 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 Tirtha. He was that first Tirtha, but by the touching the feet of Haridas Thakur, it had become so powerful Maha Tirtha. So it is also on the sea coast, perhaps eastern coast, and in western coast, California and all places, Los Angeles even, they are all places. They have become so Mahatirtha. So my first mission is now fulfilled. And I want his mercy. That where he is, I should go there to meet my Gurudev and him and to serve Kanisugal, divine couple. But I am waiting
when they will call, I will go. But till I will have to be in Vrindavan, Mathura and all the places, practicing Trina Dapi Suni Chena Tarurabhi Sahishkunna Manina Manade Sri Gauranga Bolite Have Pulakasari Rupa Rakhunate Haibe Akuti Kabe Ami Pujabase. Like this. Our ultimate goal to serve Srimati Radhika. That she told, Jadurani told. I don't tell her Jadurani, but I used to tell her by the name of Shyam Rani. First, he was then drowning in these world things. Swamiji took her and he gave in the service of Krishna. Jadu is Krishna and Jadurani. And then I told her, better you can serve Radha and Krishna. Swami has promoted to this. I want that by his grace, you should be Shyam Rani. So she told, the main object of Swamiji is to come here, not to be the servant of Krishna. He is crooked and sometimes he is so hard. But Srimati Radhika is so
simple and soft.
Simple, soft, sweet, fragrant, everything. Krishna has admitted in Chaitanya Chaitamrita that my guru is Srimati Radhika. And we'll have to serve. And for this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. This is the first mission and most important mission of Swamiji. He lost his so much time in clearing Mayavad, Karmavad, Gyanvad, Yogavad, everything. Cutting jungles and to make a very clear path. And then he gets the seed of bhakti, and that is called to serve Krishna, Desu. And it will come in the shape of outwardly Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav. And then nothing in this world to do. Prem will come in next. But when we will be in Vrindavan, so he has come to meet this. Not to be in always in lower class, always doing the service at first he came, only to distribute books, to do something, to write something, to do kirtan in the streets. We'll have to do all. We'll have to do also and we'll have to go up. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. What is Asakti? What is Ruchi? What is Bodh? What is Vishuddha Sattva? We'll have to go. Not only that kirtan doing, but that is end. That kirtan is of Kanishtha Adhikari. Names are of so many
states.
When a man being in the worldly things, if he chants and knows that this body I am this body, then his name is third class. Not pure. As much as he develops his Krishna consciousness, name goes pure and pure. When there are offenses, when there are worldly intoxications and all these things, by this name we can have some wealth, reputation, all these things. Sometimes, if Namavas, we can go to, we can have a liberation, but not bhakti at all. By the grace of Gurudev, we will develop our heart in the stage of Ruchi. Then we will see. We are in line. And then name will be somewhat perfect. When offenses will go, and Suddhanam, pure name will come. And then we'll realize, I want this thing. I want the same affection and love for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Otherwise we will never know what was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was the mission of our disciplic orders, Gurudevs, and also the Guru. We'll think that he was only like us. He had preached some name. But this is not only the glory of our Gurudev or Swamiji. His glory was that he was, before engaged, he is always engaged in the service of Radha and Krishna. Mercifully he has come to this world. And he has given something. So we should try to know him and to glorify and to preach his mission to this world. We should stay in one platform, but we will develop our modes for Krishna. I pray here in the lotus feet of Swamiji that this should be a place to give more mercy so that we will be able to understand him in real. Guru Prachodaya. You know this mantra? Third mantra? Guru Prachodayat. What is the meaning? Who are you? How are you? What is your service? What is your duty? What is your service to Krishna? And Krishna? Krishna? And Krishna? Krishna who is? Srimati Radhika. He should manifest in our heart. If you will do this mantra very carefully, with concentration, he will reveal his whole things to you. Then we will see. Now we are seeing him not in his real self. Consider you to see Krishna, but not real self. Oh, he is like man. Duryodhana used to see him, Krishna. Never he has any
conception
that he is Krishna. So we have seen, perhaps we had no real conception. If you will chant that mantra very interesting, honorable, then he may show us that he may manifest. If he has, we have seen him, anyone in this world, he cannot go down. Patit nahi hoga, man.
Fall down.
But I wish that so many disciples have fall down, give their renounce order. Where are the persons Bhagwan Das,
Brahmananda,
Hansadut, Bhavananda? Where they are? If they have seen him, and if they have served him for a moment, then he never fall. But I see they served him in outward. So there are so many devotees I know that they are thinking that we have served him so much and serving. But I see very rare. You are serving. You are all very good disciples of Swamiji. No ego. Nothing to control anyone. Any devotee, real devotee, cannot control anyone. But we are trying to control. Oh, we are all monarch. We have become guru. And we have served him and served him. But I know that very rare person can do. We have seen him from all world. We should try to see him in
internal.
And to follow him. If anyone follow him a very little, he will surely have the Krishna prema and go through. I know. So we are begging to his mercy in his lotus feet, that he should bestow his mercy more and more that those who have come in his contact for a moment, those who have felt, yet they should return more, also come. I think that they will have some chance, even they have been fallen, if they have not done offense. But knowingly, if they have, anyone will do offense, they will have to go very far away and they will never return in Krishna consciousness. So I want that he should be merciful to all, to again they should come, and with a very bona fide way we should all serve him on a disciplined line. We should honor all the gurus from Krishna to up to date, and we should try to serve. I pray to him that he should also give, manifest his mercy to me also. I have come for these things, not to make any disciple, not for any money, nothing I have. Some are thinking like this. Then, as they thought Prabhupada, or myself, but I have come only to fulfill his mission, to carry his orders, and I am thinking that my mission is successful. So only his bliss, his mercy I want, nothing else. Gaur Premanande, Swami Sishival Bhakti Vedan, Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Bongo. American bongo.
This is Pumpkin Square Park, Prabhupada Brahmananda, Rai Rama.
Where is Brahmananda?
Here.
He was a thin man.
This is upstairs. We'll show you the apartment. This is upstairs in the apartment. And Prabhupada on a morning walk up top, right by this neighborhood. This is also the park.
Yes.
Coat and pants also.
No,
dhuti.
Sannyasthi.
Coat.
This is the. He used to bring this carpet out to the park.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This temple here. Right here in this
temple. Yadrani is here?
Yes.
Where? Oh, this is Yadurani.
Yeah, and this is
very long, eh?
Yeah,
no?
19. Prabhupada is here.
Oh, very good.
This is the front of this building, yes. Just as it is now. Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan party. Would you like to see the courtyard where Prabhupada
is? Yes, so many. Now I thought, I have known that if you are in university, teaching some Sanskrit classes.
Yeah, here I was teaching.
Here in college?
Not anymore.
But now you have to come. You should try. I'm inviting you. I want being not so big a person. But anyhow, I'm so pleased.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to meet you.
I come again to White in New Jersey.
Yes.
But this old ceiling, pipes, old floor.
These were also old.
Cloths.
Cloths, and everything was old. But he, after World War II.
Plastic beach chair. And the devotees would sit right around here. And we used to have the first Sunday feasts every Sunday,
yeah.
In 66 and 67 here and in the temple room. These two windows here are when some karmis live inside, so we can't go in. But in there, Prabhupada translated teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, so many books. And he performed the first initiations. He made so many disciples there. Hayagriva. Griva.
International Society also here.
Also here, up there.
There was
signing, established. Hayagriva used to type up there. Satsarupa Maharaj used to type Prabhupada's books up there. They used to prepare the Sunday feasts up there.
Kirtananda cooking.
Cooking.
When you join?
Here.
Huh?
No.
Where and when? Not anymore. Only this.
April 19th, 1967, I joined. In 66 I came. She was the first one to speak to me.
She was in 66.
She was here.
Second day.
Also, she used to paint upstairs, picture of Vishnu Tattva. So I liked picture of Pradyumna. So Guru Maharaj asked her what name I should give him. She says, oh, he likes Pradyumna. I says, that's his name. So we have old connection.
Very senior. He used to come to Mathura. And anyone coming in India, he used to take them with and to meet. He was so fond of me and very
super.
My request is that never go living Krishna consciousness. Forever you should be in Krishna consciousness. So, and have a faith in Krishna name, Krishna remembering.
They
used to give me so many books, so many things. Anything good, you used to come to me and give me. So I cannot forget. Always, anyone comes to India, I ask, thank you, Pradum. Where is Pradum? What he is doing? I'm now glad that you are still
you're rotting here.
Now we should go. Go, Prama!
Hari Hari Ho!
He has many times flattered me. Most astoundingly, once he called me his old colleague. And I'm very happy that somewhere he's included me in his entourage. Maharaj spoke many wonderful things. I know everyone couldn't hear everything that he was saying, but there are tape recorders here, and there are many devotees. I seem to recall something similar that our Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was saying in relation to how this Brahman, he has cut off the slok, and then this has come on the... So this is, Srila Prabhupada was saying, like that, maybe someone like Jadarani would remember, I don't remember exactly, but the words of the Mayavadi, they are like the whip on the body of Krishna. Actually, he cannot be whipped, but still, we are saying like that. That he has cut with the red pen, and so this red line. So who gives this impersonal commentary to Bhagavad Gita by his speech? His speech is very cutting, very painful to Krishna, and more painful to the devotees. The devotees cannot tolerate that. So we're very happy that Maharaj has come to New York. He has saved the best for last. I told him, you're going, Maharaj, to the Big Apple. The Big Apple. This is the Big Apple, Maharaj.
Yes.
So Swami Maharaj came first to the Big Apple and began his preaching mission here. And it has always remained as a special place in the hearts of all the devotees worldwide. So about Srila Prabhupada's coming here, I want to say something in relation to that. It is about seva, service, and service necessity, or the necessity of service. When service becomes most valuable. There are many branches of service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shmananam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Nine branches in devotional service. These are performed by devotees in various stages of devotional service. And we are studying that in our books. But more importantly is that we try to follow that. And Maharaj is told, one cannot remain a Kanishtha Adhikari forever. It's absolutely no credit to our Guru Maharaj to say that we are always on the lower level. It's absolutely no credit to him. Only we can give credit to our Guru Maharaj when we come to the higher level. There's no question of being a Prabhupada Nuga or a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, or for that matter, even a follower of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, or a follower of any acharya in our sampradaya, unless one has become Rupa Nuga. Unless we have become a follower of Sri Rupa, we have not really become a follower of our Guru Maharaj. His message is to make us Rupa Nuga. Actually, we can say Prabhupada Nuga, but this is not pleasing to him. I never heard any disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tell we are Prabhupada Nuga.
Yes.
Therefore, we are Rupa Nuga.
Yes.
Same wine in a different bottle. A miracle done, your divine grace, Srila Prabhupada wrote. And so, service is valued according to the necessity. Krishna does not like complacency amongst his devotees. And that is our all-time classic disease here in the Western world. We become complacent. Prabhupada gave so many books. We don't need more. But actually, who's reading those books? And even who's reading those books, which sections of those books are we reading? We're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, but which section? Mahaprabhu eating much prasadam in the bags of Raghava Pandit. Very nice. This one we're reading. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touring South India. Going from place to place to place, spreading Harinam. But Ramananda Samvad, that we're not reading. The talks of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually there are five conversations. Ramananda Samvad, Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, Prakasananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Five conversations. That is that philosophy. People are telling, that is philosophy. But without that philosophy, we will not become eligible to taste any ras or any prem. And when that philosophy comes, then we're yawning. We have something to do, some place to go. There are 100 slokas in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that have come from the very lips of Sri Radhika and Lord Govinda, but we're not reading them. And when reading them, we're falling asleep. Then we're telling everything is in Prabhupada's books. Then we have got some type of lethargy. To break that lethargy, Krishna is sending his men. Maharaj has come to help us break this lethargy. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru, he used to say, you are sons of nectar. You are born of nectar. You are meant to taste nectar. Where are you without nectar? Simply on the desert of material existence. So it does not suffice to say, we have enough. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told like that. Mahaprabhu did not say, I have so much. He may have said, now I have lost that. Six Goswamis are roaming through Vrindavan, and they are wandering, always searching. What is the slok? Hey Rad, hey Rajadeva ki charalite. And our Srila Prabhupada, he came here chanting that sloka.
Yes.
He came here weeping. Singing Sad Goswami Ashtakam.
And weeping.
Once I heard my god sister Jadarani, 2-3 years ago, I went to a Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. Not as an official member, but I wandered there in the night. What is that? So there was a Prabhupada memorabilia night, and many devotees assembled in a pandal. So I just sat in the corner, somewhat in the shadows in the evening, and watched the proceedings. Many older devotees were there, and one godbrother, previously from Australia, Madhuvisa Prabhu, he was the master of ceremonies, giving the microphone to various devotees. And each and every, at least on that night, each and every remembrance of Srila Prabhupada resulted in laughter. resulted in laughter, in happy times and good remembrances. By and by, the microphone came to Jadaran. Then I thought, I must hear something more from Jadarani, because she has come in the association of our Sri Padmarayan Maharaj. So she must say something more than what we've heard so far. And I was recalling also that just that very day, I had gone to darshan to our Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj at his ashram at Gopinath Puri Maharaj. And I asked him something about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and just mentioning the name of his Guru Maharaj, he entered into very, very deep mood. Actually, I asked him, are there any tape recordings of Saraswati Thakur? He became very intense in his mood of remembrance of his Guru Maharaj. He looked at me like I was the grand fool on the earth, and he told me, Baba, Guru Maharaj Saraswati Thakur is here in front of us always. So that evening I was remembering that incident with Srila Pramod Puri Maharaj. So I thought, what type of remembrance is it of our Guru Maharaj that always ends in laughter? That is not sufficient, actually. Although we will remember these happy times, but long after his departure we should try to remember something very substantial and very deep about him. So then our Jadarani began to tell a story which Srila Prabhupada told her, maybe 1967. It was a story about Jayadev Goswami, who was writing Gita Govinda. And he began to write a verse. That verse begins, Dehi Pada. Then he thought, what is this? Where does this impure thought come from? He abandoned his writing. This shloka also telling, as Maharaj said, what is Seva Kunj? How Govinda has served the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Gopis. So like that, in a very strong way, Krishna is begging desperately Srimati Radharani for her forgiveness and for her foot dust. So Jayadev Goswami thought, what is this? This is some impure thought has come within me. He abandoned his writing. Srila Prabhupada was telling the story to Jadarani. And as the story was unfolding, at least it was my perception that she was trying to take the remembrance beyond just the normal remembrance. That actually our Guru Maharaj came here with something very sweet and very divine, but he could not find the proper ears to receive the full-fledged meaning of his message. If someone studies analytically the tapes and the activities of our Srila Prabhupada, he begins talking about Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Radha Govinda. You just see even those recorded lectures on Radhastami, and you will see a gradual progression from the higher to the lower. Until his last day, simply he's telling life comes from life, not from matter. You understand what I'm saying? He came with a message of Sri Rupa, but the Adhikari to hear that and to understand that was lacking. So according to the necessity, he gave and he gave and he gave and he gave. And in his last breath, actually, he was giving Bhaktivedanta Institute and arranging so many things how the scientists should come to this understanding that life comes from life, not from matter. But we are thinking that this is a sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. Vegetarianism, life comes from life, you're not this body, karma. These are all Mayavad and Buddhistic theories also. Jayanta Saraswati of Kanchipuram, he'll agree with you 100% on that. Furthermore, we are now telling everyone that we came from the eternal pastimes of Krishna to rot here in this material world. And Jayanta Saraswati at Kanchi, first class, he will agree with you, yes, your Golok, your Vaikuntha, it is a fallible place. It is wrought with disaster. But our Brahma, then you will find the ultimate peace, ultimate rest. Basically, the principles in Mayavad and these things, this is not Krishna consciousness. Even our four regulative principles, we wouldn't think to live without them, but you can follow them until the end of time and not produce any Krishna bhakti. Any Krishna bhakti whatsoever. But at the same time, if you want to be sahaja and rascal and do all nonsense things, still, we will not see Krishna bhakti there either. We'll give the example of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He would become guru of Gadadhar Pandit. When Gadadhar Pandit first came to see him, what he saw? Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a turban, jewels, costly perfumes, beautiful bungalow, smoking a hookah also. Gadadhar Pandit thought only thought. What type of a Vaishnava is this? No Kuntimala, no Sika, no Tilak, no trappings and dressings of the Vaishnava. Oh, suddenly there he possibly made some offense. And then Maharaj, who was by his side?
Kunda. He returned to Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu gave Mukunda Prabhu.
To take him there. And Mukunda chanted one sloka from Bhagavad.
And Aho Bakiya.
Aho Bakiya. Then you can find these slokas. I'm not good at remembering many slokas. Please excuse me.
Go on.
Then he saw a transformation in Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He became mad, throwing his turban from his head, breaking his cloths and his jewelry, smashing his water pot, pounding his feet and crying, oh, what is the wonder, what is the mercy of my Lord? Huh? Because he has given such great mercy to the Putana demon. She has come to kill Krishna. But he is so kind. She has come as mother. He has extracted little bit of reality from her approach, and he has given her all success in Vatsalya Ras. So then Gadadhar Pandit realized, oh, this is a Vaishnava. But generally, the Vaishnava is coming like Maharaj. He is in good dress and tilak and sikha and showing us the way in that way. But that is not the standard of a Vaishnava, only these rules. Only, we are telling everyone, simply chant 16 rounds daily, follow the four regular principles. You will develop the perfection of life. Yes, that is true, because if you do that sincerely, that will lead you to other stages in Krishna consciousness. And then your life goes upside down and goes backwards, and so many problems begin to happen. You'll have to leave so many things in order to achieve that. So, Krishna very much values the service of his devotees according to necessity. And one who is preaching amongst the devotees, Krishna says, is very dear to him. And one who comes to awaken us from our lethargy in Krishna consciousness and to pursue vigorously the lotus feet of Krishna at Vrindavan, not just anywhere. We're of a particular type of devotion in Vrindavan. We're not for Dwarka, actually. We're not for Vaikuntha. One devotee recently said to me, if I can get Vaikuntha, I'll be very happy with that. I said, why? You are a Prabhupada man. You're always telling me, you are the Prabhupada man. I am the outside man. But I can tell you that Prabhupada is not in Vaikuntha. So why do you want to go to Vaikuntha? And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in Vaikuntha. And Nityananda Prabhu is not in Vaikuntha. So how can we be satisfied with Vaikuntha? We cannot be satisfied. Satisfaction is our enemy. We must always hanker more and more in the line of Sri Rupa. And that was the teaching of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Not simply chant, dance, and be happy. It is happiness. Someone told Swami Maharaj looks very sad in one photo. He told, no, it is great happiness.
Against
Bhakti.
You are telling.
No. So, what service Maharaj is doing for our Srila Prabhupada and for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for coming on this world tour in his advanced age and taking all difficulties, he's getting supreme mercy. He's getting the mercy of his Guru and his Guru Varga. He's getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whole bunch of tattva, all members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya giving mercy, and all members of Goloka also giving their mercy. So what we should do, Maharaj, will go away in a few days. Again become complacent. Oh, I have heard from Sadhu. Yes, we have heard from Sadhu. Now we must become thirsty after that. Many of you should take the opportunity and follow immediately to India. Those that cannot should group together, make your sangha, and not simply for what we call dollars, diplomacy, and despotism. Not for these things, but for the real purpose of Krishna consciousness. Saraswati Thakur once said that in Mayapur function, so many people came, very nice speeches. Of course, Maharaj may not say that now, but Saraswati Thakur said, please, now don't. Maharaj has put before you the wares of the spiritual world. Those things which Prabhupada said don't show to people, ordinary people. He has put a sample of the very high wares that are being sold in the marketplace of the holy name, where Haridas Thakur is the supreme acharya, where merchants are Rup and Sanatana and Raghunath Das and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He has shown the wares. But it is sad that in the name of Srila Prabhupada, many people are denying these things. One very old devotee said, you know, those are the people who say that serving Radharani is more important than serving Krishna. So I thought, well, which camp do you belong to? Maybe he's with Chandravali. And let me just say one little thing before I start talking. Maharaj, in this place, there is Radha Govinda. Maybe we cannot see, but there is Radha Govinda, deities that Swami Maharaj brought here. And he called as Radha Govinda.
Maybe that accent and Buddha's
coming. No, this one's... No.
He brought.
The little ones. The little ones you sent. Yeah. Then one big ones.
Yes.
The Gayatri Devi, Rajmata Jaipur, at Govindaji's temple, in the Mahal, in the palace, she had some big deities of Radha Govinda. And when Swami Maharaj made a program there in 1971 or 2, then she was very charmed, and she gave those. Then they came from here, and then probably Radha Govinda. So anyway, I don't want to cheat you more because I'm taking Maharaj's time now.
No, not taking my time.
Enough time. So maybe there's some questions the devotees would like to ask Maharaj, or whatever you desire, Maharaj.
I'm
so much fortunate to such Swami Maharaj in so many ways. In his last days that she was there, so many devotees were there, he called me, I went there. The very day when he was departing from this world to his Master Radha and Govinda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, and he took my hand in his hand, weeping something, and he told that I am so happy to have you. I have some wishes, you can fulfill it. I want that you should give my samadhi with your own hands, with Vedic mantras. I know that you are so much
qualified
and experienced in these things. There were so many god brothers of Swamiji and all senior Jivishi members also were there in front of me. He told me, he also told that after my going, will also manage my last Mahotsav, the separation
festival.
Festival. We also invite them to give some donations to all the temples as you like, first to be given. It depends on you. One thing more I want to you, that you should be always helpful to my disciples. I brought them from various countries, from whole world. But I know that they are like child. He should support, he should nourish them, and he should try to train also them. I told that I am your disciple. I know that you are my Shiksha Guru from very beginning. So I will carry your all orders. I am fortunate to carry your orders when I have 98. And after that, when I came from there, he could not speak a word to anyone. This was the last words, and he departed from this world forever. But I know, I told that all the disciples were there, that you should not think that he has left his body and he died. This, even today here, if you will show honor, honorable and sincere, he will inspire you in all these things and his mercy will come to you. So don't think that he is dead. He is still alive and he is forever he is here. So then think that we have become orphan. He is so merciful and he will give mercy, inspire here. So you should try to fulfill his mission, what he has begun. I think that his mission is more to do.